Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I am Lori Walsh. If you've seen the television show Project Runway, you know the drill. Sometimes you just have to make it work. Anita Keeley is the creative director of the Institute of Design and Technology of South Dakota. The Institute's annual Form and Fashion Meets Function event is next Friday, February 19th at the downtown Hilton Garden Inn in Sioux Falls. Anita Keeley has locked herself in a secret room somewhere in Sioux Falls to join us today on Dakota Midday. Anita, welcome.
Good morning. In fact, I actually just snuck away from the Visual Arts Center. I'm a juror for the upcoming art auction, and I forgot I was going to be judging artwork this morning, so I quickly ran back from the pavilion and got back to my downtown office.
And you said you were going to lock yourself in and put a note up?
I am. I have a sign on the outside of where the buzzer is, and it's like, do not buzz me. I'm not here.
You're in demand in the next 2 weeks for sure. Tell us a little bit about the Institute of Design and Technology of South Dakota.
Gladly. We are kind of one of those best-kept secrets. We've been around over 10 years, and it all started for probably 20-plus years. I was invited to speak at career days at a lot of the schools and to talk about fashion design and interior design and graphic design. And what I was finding over and over, we'd have all these young girls and young boys that were interested in design careers, but they didn't have any basis to start working on it. And versus if you're interested in football or music or dance, there's camps, there's all kinds of ways to get inspired and start preparing and get the basics. So about 10 years ago, we started a program that it was a summer camp to explore design careers. And we started with the basic fundamentals, and starting with illustration, and we found out so many young people that wanted to be fashion designers didn't even know how to sew. Their grandmothers knew how to sew, but in schools, so many schools had cut back in home economics. And so we took this direction, and at the same time, it's very important in any design career how important math is. And they don't really realize this, but we are really reinforcing how important math is in design, because we try to take the creative young people and help them to think analytical, and then we take our very analytical kids and help them and mentor them to think more creative and think up that creative process. So it works hand in hand, and ultimately our future entrepreneurs are not going that direction when they go into MBA program. They start, we start programming them when they're 9 and 10 years old. So they're thinking about creative careers and having their own businesses. So that's kind of how it started. And then we went a little more into the direction of our full-time program, because my background is interior design plus fashion design and graphic design. Hmm. And we realized that some of the best teachers and mentors are students actually seeing professionals that are actually in the field. They're going to learn more by our lifetime experiences. So we're very, very unique that way. And then in 2010, we were actually honored at the Governor's Vision Award for this program. So it is, like I said, it's kind of under the radar. We're totally self-funded. We wish we could either merge with something else out there or get some state help, but you know, I've kind of taken the attitude, let's prove ourselves. Let's really prove how unique we are. And we, like I said, we've been really a pioneer in this project-based learning. And I feel like we've had to prove ourselves first before hopefully we are more incorporated into some of the public schools.
So what age are we talking? High school kids? College
age?
We
start them as young as 9.
Oh, okay.
It's just amazing. Some of our brightest students that now are in our full-time program started as 9-year-olds. Mm. And we find the younger you can start a student, they're much more open to, we're all about embracing making mistakes. The best discoveries in design, just like medicine, come from mistakes. And the earlier we can reinforce to these young people that it is okay to make a mistake, that the most incredible outcomes are from mistakes. And so many times our older students or even our non-traditional students are so afraid of letting go and making a mistake. And I tell them I make mistakes all the time, and I embrace them and make as many as possible as early as possible.
So, right. What are the challenges of finding mentors and people in the business to sort of help teach those kids? Are there lots of options in Sioux Falls?
There are. It's interesting because, you know, the people that are in creative fields are trying to make a living as well, and any type of creative field, it is a challenge. It's a feast or famine, and so we do get people to come in and speak and teach. Unfortunately, a lot of my time is spent mentoring, just because I overlap both interior design, fashion design, and the graphic side of things, and sometimes it's turned into a full-time job, and it's really a total volunteer on my side. It's something I'm very passionate about. Those of us that mentor, we know that our field is only as good as the young people that we keep preparing in these fields. And in arts, sometimes business, they don't know really where we fit. It's just like we have our Build South Dakota scholarships that are out there, and there's nothing in the creative side. You know, there's a lot of things available if you want to become a welder or a plumber or agriculture, but we're missing all these creative people that are going to leave our state, and chances are they may not come back. So wherever you go to school, you usually end up. So those are our concerns. We do have incredible employers that, for the first time over the last few years, they're calling us and they're hiring our students while they're still in school, which is just amazing. Mm-hmm. So our students aren't even having to go out there and do free internships. They are so job ready. And
tell me a little bit about the event. We better make sure
get to the event. There's so many exciting things that are happening.
Exactly. Let's start with the fashion show itself, the runway show.
Yes. Well, what's really unique about this, we are the only runway show that is an interior design runway show. So each year we've had a mentor textile designer. Last year, the year and a half ago, I got invited to Diane von Furstenberg's textile launch, and that's how it all really started, with getting now a designer supporting us. And this year it's Jonathan Adler, and we get fabrics from them. We have our interior students put it on a chair that they have to rehab, and then we're matched with a fashion student, and so they have to work with each other's inspiration. So the fashion student gets to pick a fabric, and the interior student has to put that on a chair, and then they do a garment that goes with it, and then the interior student gets to pick a fabric, and the fashion student has to create something with their vision, because in design, we don't always get to choose our inspiration, and we have to learn to collaborate and see things from other visions. And so it really creates a very unique type of show that is very colorful, very design-oriented, a lot of new trends, but there's something there for everybody, whether people enjoy fashion or interior design. And so that's a real neat portion of that.
And this is a debut of Jonathan Adler fabric?
Yes, it's the first time Jonathan Adler fabrics will be on the runway. Now, these are fabrics he's introduced over the last year and a half for interior design, but it's the first time nationally it's ever being collaborated together. And we have an incredible national textile company that also represented Diane von Furstenberg and Jonathan Adler, and we've already got ones laid out for the next 2 years, and they have been a wonderful support with us. And so this is how this has happened. It's back to some of our wonderful connections we have in New York since I'm back here several times a year.
Let's jump ahead a little bit to the Project Runway connection and Kato.
Yes, Kato is a lovely, lovely designer who, her year at Project Runway, she was a runner-up, and then she was brought back for All-Stars, and she was a runner-up again, and she is really the real thing. I mean, many times on reality TV, even like Project Runway, there are a lot of one-hit wonders, and she is the real deal. She's, in fact, in New York right now showing at Fashion Week, she has been around for a long time. She is seasoned. She's very gifted. She really understands a woman's body. I mean, she is a woman who is a real woman size, and so she creates for women of all ages, all diversity, in good taste. And some of her things even have been on QVC, which is really interesting as well.
And she's debuting a new collection?
Well, her New York collection is right now, and then also she did a collection that is all to the awareness of human trafficking. So when I knew that she had this other collection she had, I talked to our local Junior League of Sioux Falls, which also is very involved in the awareness campaign to human trafficking. So this was an incredible opportunity to bring us all together and help support their efforts, and also they have come aboard to the Institute, and they're helping with their volunteers. They're out there selling tickets. They're going to help us at the event. I don't know what we'd do without them. They're just wonderful. It's like a wonderful collaboration, and again, all about embracing women. They have the same mission we have, and it's empowering women. And what's very unique this year, our runway is full of real women, and they're not professional models. They're people in our own community. But our runway will be a little more diverse this year, so we are going to represent a lot of nationalities. So that's what's really, I know when I show at Fashion Week, I just did a collection, and mine's called Windows of the World, and it's all about embracing diversity. And you know, there's always more to my fabric has these windows, and you're kind of looking in from the outside and not knowing what's going on the inside, possibly pain and conflicts of things that are happening, whether it's in our country, nationwide. And so that is going to be opening the show with this whole Windows of the World, embracing diversity. And it's very fitting too with Coteau's collection, and it was a perfect opportunity to reach out to our diverse population of Sioux Falls and bring all these women together, which is so wonderful. We have so many beautiful, wonderful women that we're kind of all hidden in our own little worlds, and we need to embrace that and showcase them.
All ages of models then?
Absolutely. All the way from age 6 to probably early 50s, all sizes, all ethnic groups, and this is what's really wonderful about this, because we're bringing so many people together at this event. It's not, you know, most important, we're showcasing our students, their work on the runway. We're going to have their portfolio show and their works, but we're bringing all these women together. And the bottom line for our event is not only showing the students' work, but it's a fundraiser for our summer camp programming, buying art supplies, scholarships, and we're really hoping to reach more of this diversity even in our programs. We do reach quite a few young people from all groups, but I really think we're going to be able to open the door even to more after this event.
And so when you talk about bringing different students in, how do you help those students develop their individual voices as designers?
Well, what's very unique about our program versus some schools, you have to have so many numbers to make it work. We are not about the numbers. In our summer programs, our classes, we never have more than 6 kids. Majority of them are usually 4. They're usually 4, 5, 6 in a class, and that's what we give this really one-on-one. We really put so much focus on each person individually, and we want them to shine. We find in design collaboration, you get too many creative people and even too many creative young people in one room, it doesn't work. Creative people, we all work a little bit different. We're quirky. We have to learn to trust our own instincts, and we have to learn to work a little independent, and that's something we really reinforce. Our younger students, it's not a problem. Sometimes our older students kind of are afraid to take that step out and trust their instincts, but the earlier we can start them, even at 9 and 10, we have really are helping developing a really great foundation to have somebody really trust their instincts, and especially when they come into adolescence and they're developing their self-esteem, if creatively they learn to really be their own advocate and trust their instincts, it's going to help them through their whole life. And I know often people tell me, where did that happen for you? And I said, I was so fortunately, I come from a creative family where I was able to make mistakes. I played music, and I made squawks a lot on a clarinet and made lots of blunders. And it makes a difference if earlier you can start being creative and embrace that making those mistakes.
Right.
And because they're such a learning process.
So in your experience, what does it mean for those young people to find out that they're good at design? Is this a good outlet for men and women who might feel like they don't fit anywhere else?
Absolutely. Often we have people that come into our program that have had a different career, or they're empty nesters, or they're making a career change, and we have students that are 25, 35, 45, 55, and it's never too late to embrace something that you always had inside of you, even if you didn't even take that area and make it a profession that you make a living at. It's so important to listen to that creativity, and it really, I think a person starts trusting their intuition on everything they do. I mean, it's just amazing what creativity can do. That being a daughter of a music educator, we learn that so early that creativity is something you have for life. And even if my summer students never become a fashion designer or interior designer, they found out early enough that, okay, I tried that, that's really fun, but because of this creative process, I can approach things differently. All of a sudden, I have counselors that tell me they go back to school after they've done our summer program, and all of a sudden they're embracing math. They're going, oh, now I know why, you know, algebra and geometry, because we learned about pattern making, and we're doing three-dimensional drawing.
They know how to
for
apply
architecture,
it then,
interior
yeah.
design. We even have our students make models out of foam board. I mean, there's so many things that we expose them to. And it may be something they never do again, but it's going to help them learn to have time management and teach them how to embrace the creativity and learn that process that many times your initial idea that you put on paper may not be how it ends up, but if you don't put it on paper, you are not going to know what you're going to end up three-dimensionally down the road.
No. Anita Keeley is the creative director of the Institute of Design and Technology in South Dakota. Anita, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity and letting us tell our story.
Tickets to the event are selling fast. You can call the school at 275-9728 for more information. We'll put that information and a link up on our website after the show, sdpb.org/DakotaMidday.